Good evening, my dear listening friends. Again, this Evangelist Cecil Moe, and as you know, I'm a converted alcoholic, gave my heart to Christ over 65 years ago. Today's my 56th Christian birthday. 56, I said 65, I'm wrong. Well, friends, I'll tell you, this has been a wonderful walk with our Lord. I'll tell you, He's a wonderful God, a loving God and a caring God. Tonight you may have a troubled heart. Maybe you've got some real financial problems or health problems, like I just got out of the hospital yesterday. And we think that the cancer is gone. And we rejoice in our God. Now, I want you to kick off your slippers, sit back and relax. Pour you a glass of iced tea or a cup of coffee. Let's see what the Lord has for us, okay? Well, here's our thought for the day. Some people complain because God puts thorns on roses, while others praise God for putting roses among thorns. I'd like to talk to you this evening, why all this groaning? Turn with me to the 8th chapter of Romans. Let's begin reading in the 18th verse. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willing out by, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption unto the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we were saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he hope for? But if we hope for what that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercessions for the saints according to the will of God. Why all the groanings? Well, I tell you, my friends, things are not so good. And yet, friends, there are better days ahead. There are better days ahead for all creation, and there are better days ahead for all Christians. Meanwhile, there's a lot of groaning going on. Creation is groaning. Christians are groaning. The Holy Spirit is groaning. What's all this groaning about? Well, why is creation groaning? I read in 18th chapter, 18th verse. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the creature, or for the earnest expectation of the creature, waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willing, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption unto the glorious liberty of the children of God. Oh, listen. This was not the case in the beginning. Verse 22. Now listen. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Everything God has made is good. Genesis 1:31. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very, very good. Well, now listen. Read the third chapter of Genesis, and you'll find the fall brought pain to the whole creation. Oh, listen, everything was going beautiful in the garden. My stars, Adam was made from the dust of the earth, and from his rib was taken his wife Eve. Now he said, you can have anything you want in this garden. Go out there and enjoy it. But there's just one thing you must not partake of. And if you do, you shall surely die. Well, everything, Eve was so happy, but as she was going down through the garden enjoying things, old Satan came down out of the tree as a serpent and said, you know what? First of all, it looked good to her eye. Sin always looks good to the eye. Don't let anyone kid you. If you say it don't, you know what you're talking about. Well, he said, God lied to you, Eve, because if you do eat of this, you'll be as wise as him. Well, she wanted to do that. There again, friends, the devil caused Eve to doubt the word of God. If you're doubting the word of God tonight, you're in bad shape. If you're calling God a liar, you are in bad shape. Well, the fall brought sickness, sorrow, and death to mankind. It brought thorns, thistles, storms, earthquakes to the world. And it brought enmity among and between animals and humans. Oh, could I have a little drink of juice here? I always say, I don't know why everybody don't drink lemonade. I should raise them, I guess. The groanings of nature reminds us of the seriousness of sin. Like a woman in travail, creation awaits Christ's return. Now, an increase in natural disasters is a sign of that great day. I read in Matthew 24:7, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, pestilence, and earthquakes in divers places. Beloved, have you ever seen so many earthquakes? Have you ever seen so much unrest amongst the nations of the world? Nobody can get along. Now, these earthquakes are a good sign, and we are going to have a lot more. I tell you, in Japan, I was in Tokyo one time in an earthquake, and I was in the New Otani Hotel, which is supposed to be earthquake-proof. I don't know how that building can actually rock. Oh, two or three. 10 feet, I guess. But they're falling down. We're having earthquakes every place, and we certainly have unrest. What does it say? Let's read it again now. The nation for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. Now, is that in the book or is it not? Okay. All right. Why are Christians groaning? Verse 23. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Not only they, but ourselves also. One would think believers would have nothing to groan about. Well, our sins are forgiven through faith in Christ, in Ephesians 1:7. To whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Friends, do you know to have your sins... Oh, let me go back 56 years ago. I walked into that preacher's home, weeping like a baby. My life was at the end. I was at the end of the rope, and there was no knot on it. Now, that preacher could have went into a bunch of theological things and told me about the eagles and the angels and all this. But what he told me was the most important thing I'd ever heard in my entire life. He said, Cecil, God loves you. I could not believe it. God loves you. He didn't say, Cecil, you know that drinking is evil. Of course, I knew that. He didn't say, you're not going to my church, are you? No. I wasn't a member of his church. But he knew that God could forgive me and save me if I would repent and call upon Jesus, and that I did. To God be the glory and the praise. Oh, happy birthday, Cecil. Well, we are justified and have peace with God in Romans 5:1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, we are assured of a home in heaven. John 14. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. All right. Then we turn over here to Romans 3. Oh, get back here. Oh, get back there. Romans 3. Okay. And we will start reading the 10th verse. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of their way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulchre. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asp is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. And now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and even the prophets. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, and to all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference, for we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Well, that's pretty plain, isn't it? You don't have to be explained on that. Well, why then do we groan? Well, we are part of a fallen, sinful race. We experience pain, suffering, and death like the others. And it tells us in Hebrews 9:27, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. Oh, that tastes so good. Well, we groan because we know a better day is coming. Romans 8:18. Listen to this, beloved. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed to us someday. Oh, beloved, he's coming back. Oh, but yes, he is coming back. And we groan in anticipation of the coming resurrection. Listen, at adoption, that's our sun placing day, our bodies will be perfect. Can you imagine? Listen to me. No more heart attacks. No more COP like I have. No more, that's lung problems on oxygen. My foolishness, smoking when I was a young man, drinking, not taking care of my body. And beloved, I am paying for that today. So he said we are to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. That's not above, it's just reasonable. Take care of your bodies. And beloved, listen to me. If you're smoking, I know what you're suffering, but I'm going to tell you something. There's a verse of scripture to tell you that God will not suffer you more than what you could bear, but with it he'll offer an excuse. That's a scripture he gave me the morning I surrendered those rotten, filthy cigarettes to him. Oh, what a day that was. And I've rejoiced ever since. Now, you see what I was telling the Lord after he saved me. Well, Lord, drinking we know was bad. But smoking, come on, Lord, I enjoy a cigarette and a cup of coffee after my meals. But it's wrong. It's sinful. It destroys your lungs, your heart, your liver. I'm telling you, it affects every part of your body. Now, I'm not looking down at my nose at you because you do smoke. I'm saying, beloved, you can get help. God, if you have to use stuff to quit, my son, he chewed gum till he quit. Got to be careful because you can get dependent on that too. But do quit if you're smoking. Cry out to the Lord. Get on your knees. And I'll guarantee you, with God's help, you can quit. Now, I tell you, one of the things, I'm going to have to lay it to you straight. I'm going to tell you one of the things that I've battled since I'm about 40 years old. That's weight. Now, I have battled it. I have been on more diets than Hogan's Got Goats. I've tried it. Sometimes I lose good weight, then I gain it back, then I lose good weight, then I gain it back. Well, the other day I had to go in for colonoscopy, and then I had to have some other operations on it. Well, the doctor said, it looks to me like the cancer's gone. I said, I praise God, and I surely hope so, because I don't want any more of that if I can help it. You say God can't heal cancer? Oh, but he can. Beloved, I cannot sit here on this broadcast and say, I know that he will heal your body. I cannot do that. But I can say, I know that he can heal your body. And you just got to believe that. Just keep praying, keep trusting. All right. Then we read in verse 26 and 27, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And then he goes on and says, and he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercessions for the saints according to the will of God. So you got a problem tonight. So what do? We go to the Lord with it. We talk to him about it. He will tell you what to do. If you're sell out, now if you got a bunch of unrepentant sins in your life, you got to get rid of that. How do you get rid of that? Well, the Bible said in 1 John, if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us all our sins. Well, we groanings, ones don't know how to pray as we ought. The Holy Spirit intercedes for us with groanings we cannot be uttered. Now listen, the Holy Spirit knows what is best for us and intercedes accordingly. Now you may think you need this today, but God said, no, you don't. That's the one thing you don't need. Then you just listen to him, and he'll take care of the other things. If he closes one door, he'll open two others. Trouble is God's call to prayer. The Comforter makes our praying effective. Now listen. Glory follows groanings for creation and Christian. Creation waits the day when men and angels say, behold, the Savior comes again. Hey, the day is getting closer all of the time. He is coming back, beloved. Believe me, read the book. He's coming back. Listen for that trump of the archangel. And I can just see Jesus appearing on a cloud. Come unto me, all you labor and heavy laden. I'll give you rest. Tonight, there's many listening to my voice that are troubled, really troubled. And some of the problems seem unsurmountable, but they're not. Come to the Lord. Ask him. Tell him. Now, most of all, I want to ask you another question. Do you know where you're going when you die? You say, Cecil, I sure don't. Well, you can know tonight. Do you want to know? If you want to know, the Spirit of the living God is tugging at your heart right now. You may even be crying. I don't know. But I'll tell you one thing. If the Spirit of God is tugging at your heart, today is a day of salvation. Tomorrow may be too late. If you'd like to trust Jesus tonight, bow your head to me right now and pray the most powerful prayer known to man, called a sinner's prayer. Kind Heavenly Father, in the very precious name of Jesus, I fall upon my knees. I ask you, Lord, I know I'm a sinner, and so I'm asking you, Father, come into my heart right now and save me, for Jesus' sake, amen. Beloved, if you prayed that prayer, get on the phone and call 303-471-8534. I will not use your name on the air. I will not embarrass you. I'll not sit down and write and ask you for any money. Don't care where you go to church, but I am concerned where you spend eternity. Now, if you can't afford this call, call me collect. I'll pay for the charge. Now, that phone number again, 303-471-8534. I've been doing this for 40-some years on the radio, pleading for people to trust Jesus. And boy, I tell you, when we get to heaven, you'll say, oh, Cecil, thank you for inviting me to put my trust in Christ. 303-471-8534. I'm waiting for that call. Well, friends, for the past half hour, your host has been Evangelist Cecil Moe. I thank you so much for listening. Thank you, dear ones, for praying for me about this stuff I was been going through in the hospital and all these other things. Oh, I thank you so much. Continue to pray for my wife. Pray for her that God will heal her heart and also heal that terrible wound that's been on her leg for a long time. It's very painful. You pray for her, would you? And then I want you to pray for our ministry, that these books and stuff that I'm, movies I'm sending out will bear fruit. I'm not charging people for these things. You say, oh, all preachers, no, they don't, I don't. If you need a book, you call me, Go Mo Go, you give me a call. Or you need my movie, give me a call. And till this time next Sunday night, I want you to be good to your neighbors, stay sweet. Keep looking up for this wonderful, wonderful Jesus. It's coming soon. Good night, and may God bless you real, real good.